Hi, I'm Ken McCoy. Some of you have heard me on Ken McCoy Radio and the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report. Well, now I'm inviting you to check out my new ebook available on Lulu.com. It's called The Right Angle. I've spent over 30 years in photography photographing everyone from dignitaries, celebrities, presidents, different self-directed assignments in the photographic realm. I've had to use print choices in that realm, and of course, I chose to shoot from the right angle, not only photographically, but being the right type of person for the right type of environment. I've been blessed to do what I do, and I'm excited to share this information for the first time ever in my new book, The Right Angle. It has chapters such as Faith and Frustration, Making It Happen, Media 101 Today, Even the Inspirational Need Inspiration, and Preparation Reduces Perspiration. Check it out. It's got some funny stories in it, of course, in photography, and some that are serious. Check it out, The Right Angle. I'm Ken McCoy.
And I want to say good morning and welcome to this edition of Ken McCoy Radio. Folks, we have so much going on, so many announcements we want to bring to you. But first and foremost, Poplar Bluff, Missouri had a levee break in Butler County. Folks are being evacuated out there now. We're just breaking that news for you again. Poplar Bluff, Missouri in Butler County, there's been a levee break, and folks are being evacuated. We just want to let you know. So if you have family and friends out in that area, you know, just be aware of what's going on out there in Missouri. Also, we have a lot of announcements. A lot of people have been hitting us up, talking about this show and asking about announcements on the show. And we're just excited to be a part of giving back to the community and bringing good news to people that want to hear what's really going on out there. And I think we have so many callers calling in today, and I think we have our first call. I think we have Brother Paul Copeland calling in. Paul Copeland, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing, Brother Ken?
Brother, man, I am doing well. Folks out there that's listening to radio, Paul Copeland is the founder of Hood, which is Helping Our Own Destiny. He's been around for a long time in the community, working with young people, empowerment, enrichment, invigorating, of course, in a style of his own. Paul, tell everybody about your organization.
Yes, Hood started Helping Our Own Destiny in 1996 with the objective of setting positive reinforcement with our young people to keep them on the right track with their educational pursuits, conferences, and getting them jobs and placing positive role models in front of them. Anything we can do to eliminate their excuses for failure.
I love that. Eliminate excuses for failure. Paul, how can people get in touch with you about some things that's happening? Now, we just got together the other day for the gospel event at the center. And it was great because we had Keisha, we had the gym, we had Spirit and Truth. Of course, we were filming a TV segment, of course, with Let's Talk TV. Tell everyone about that and the success of that event.
Well, it was the second annual Spring Back to Christ gospel concert. And Cindy B with Holy Jams, and like you said, the artists that we had, it was just a wonderful experience. It's the beginning of a vision to bring some, once again, just some positive gospel for our young people in the West Fresno area and throughout the whole community. But we're opening up a center right there in the heart of West Fresno, 2750 Martin Luther King Boulevard on the campus of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Just a wonderful opportunity to bring in a lot of special programs and just keep the ministry going forward.
And you're also looking at putting together a teen summit in the next few months. Is that correct?
Well, actually, on June the 1st, in collaboration with yourself, Mr. McCoy, and some wonderful people throughout the health community, we're going to put the West Fresno Multicultural Teen Summit on June the 1st, 2011, at the Mendenhall Better Living Center. So we're really looking forward to that and really looking forward to collaborating with you with your technology and all the wonderful things you bring to the table. Just really, truly enhance things.
Okay, so I'm going to make this announcement right now to the listeners out there. Write the date down, 6111. 6111. That's what I will be referencing this event as, 6111. And you know 611 from your cell phone is information, so there it is. Write it down. I know people are listening We have people in Oregon, San Francisco. We have people in New York, Brooklyn, everywhere listening. So we want you to know, because we're going to be bringing technology that day to the world from little bitty, a little center in Fresno, California.
I like to say thank you, Mr. McCoy. You've been at this for a long time and been doing a wonderful job. And I just think the Lord is really moving in many directions to collaboratives together to help our youth. And I just want to say thank you very much.
Well, I want to thank you, Paul. I know you've always had the hood conferences with the young people, and it's always positive. And anytime somebody brought it up, I say, who's putting it on? Because, you know, you have to be careful about when you do stuff for young people and who's watching out for people's children. I don't care what anybody says. You got to watch out for the, you know, take care of the kids. You can't just let them, as they say, run amok and not have no supervision. And you've always had a good boundary on that. And I just want to give you credit for that. And I want to thank you for that as well.
And thank you very much. I truly appreciate it. And you're doing a wonderful job. And I look forward to meeting with you over the next month and actually going forward down the road. I think the Lord is really going to bless in a big way with our kids and teaching and raising them, and that's what we have to do.
So, well, you and I are meeting tomorrow. We're meeting for breakfast tomorrow, so that there it is, official, folks. We're not going to tell you where we're meeting because we don't want 1,000 people showing up to eat with us. So, Brother Paul, I'll see you tomorrow, man.
All right. Thank you very much. And the number is 559-681-9005.
681-9005, area code is 559 for Brother Paul Copeland. Brother Paul, thank you very much, man.
Thank you, sir. I bless
you. Listening to Ken McCoy Radio. That was Brother Paul Copeland. We're doing a technology and empowerment summit, 6111 in Fresno, California. It was awesome, and we're moving forward. And I believe Deborah is on the phone. Deborah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you? Good morning. Welcome to Ken McCoy Radio.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. You can actually say, welcome to Younger Brother Radio. Good.
Oh, really? Okay.
Anyway, tell everyone about what you're doing and what's happening. This is awesome. We just had Paul Copeland on talking about a summit. We're doing 6111. And tell everybody about what you're doing and when.
Well, as you know, Ken, I'm in the business of building confidence and self-esteem of kids, and we have different events going on within the community to empower our future, which is definitely the children. So we have coming up in July 23rd, a big fashion show with fashion by a local designer. It is going to be awesome. It's a nice T-shirt. As a matter of fact, Ken, I'm wearing one of her T-shirts right now, designed by Kea, and I'm wearing one right now. And it's actually my favorite one that she does, which is based on beauty and all of the different beauty tools that people use, and it's a fantastic design, and I feel really good in it, and I'm happy that my models will be modeling these T-shirts on July 23rd. So, and this is basically a show for the youth. It's to build their confidence and self-esteem, to get them on that stage so that they can embrace the world and face the world and feel really, really good about it. So, and we really want to promote this designer. She's been working hard. And we're excited about this, Ken.
Well, that designer is Yolanda Casper of Kea Designs, and I'm proud to say she was one of the sponsors of my design shirts that I took with me to the 6th Annual Christian Music Awards at Nashville, Tennessee, at TBN Studios. And, of course, Jason Crabb has one of her designs. And I just want to say I'm excited to be connected with that, and I believe I will be hosting that show. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be at the Radisson Hotel, downtown Fresno. Again, Runway for Youth. Deborah, tell everyone
how
to get
it. I'm sorry, Ken. One of the most important things about this whole thing is that a lot of these kids have never had a chance to be put in the spotlight. This is an opportunity for these kids to get up on this stage, and we always tell them how important they are. We show them how important they are, but this is an opportunity to put it on blast. So Everybody's excited about the event. Kids were notified. They're getting phone calls letting them know that they made it and they were chosen, and they were really excited. I mean, I'm seeing these smiles, and they're just elated. And I saw a couple of the kids the other day shaking each other's hands and congratulating each other. And you know what? We need more of this within our youth and also with adults to stop hating on each other, to be grateful and thankful for what's going on, what's happening, and always look up and look at the bright side of everything that's happening and going on right now. And this is how we empower our children.
Well, again, this is awesome, and you're right. I did see someone that came up to me, I believe it was at church, and says, "I made the show. I made the show." You know, and it's nothing like it to see the face of a child to be a success. And we need to speak more about success. And I'm just excited. Again, Paul Copeland was on a minute ago, and his mantra for his hood program was "No haters allowed." And again, we need to speak success. So definitely looking forward to July 23rd.
Now, Ken is in front of me right now. I don't have the Kea Designs website, but my models are on the website. I mean, the pictures are great. The models look good. They got paid for doing this. That was another door that you actually opened up this whole thing. I don't know if you realize it, but the Kea Design, you opened up that whole door for us because you were the one that introduced me to Gary and Yolanda Casper and make this possible for the kids. So I would like at another time. I don't have it in front of me. Their website. Go on the website. I'm sure it's KeaDesigns.com. Go on there and look it up, and look at my students on there modeling her T-shirts. And we will be doing more shoots, getting them on that website again. So this, like I said, opens up a lot of doors for them and a lot of possibilities. So I just wanted to personally thank you for introducing me to such a great couple that's making this happen for our kids.
Well, this is what we really do. Talking about things is one thing, but doing is another, and that's what this is all about.
That's
and you
great.
Know, I
that's
want to thank
wonderful.
Thank you for calling in and tell everyone the name of your company.
My company is called McCoy and McCoy Talent, which I do along with you, but I'm also a photographer. I teach fashion modeling, I teach hip hop, and also art for children. So I guess I'm going to throw it out there now. I do have a blog. I just started a blog, and that blog is Deborah L. McCoy Styles Talk at blogspot.com. So check it out. I believe it's .blogspot.com. But check out my blog. I'm getting ready to start posting big things on there, things that I'm doing within the community, things that I discuss with my kids, my classes, things that go on, and I'm getting ready to post one of the exciting things I did. Last week I had a spring break program. It was called Spring Break Off the Hook for Kids, and it was unbelievable. At the end of the program, the parents told me, "I wish this would never end. I wish that you were doing this every single day." And I had to hold back the tears and stay professional, but my heart was heavy with that. You know, these parents wanting to keep their kids with me. We did some fun. Kids bonded with each other. They made friends, new friends, and it was just a 5 hour a day week. Every day we were there for 5 hours doing art and hip hop, and I covered etiquette, their manners every single day. The kids put their thoughts into it and talked about it and stressed why this was important. And you know, when these kids come at me and tell me what they have learned, they learn this from their parents at home. But then when they get out in public and can stress what they have learned at home, this lets me know the parents are doing a good job, and this lets the parents know that the kids are listening. It doesn't seem like they are, but they are. So it's a blessing. I thank God that I was able to do this last week, and there was this. I haven't had a spring break like this. There's nothing like it. I'm just so very happy and grateful and thankful.
And definitely, we want to thank you for that input. So how can people get in touch with you one more time?
You can get a hold of me at Deborah L. McCoy Styles at Yahoo. You can reach me through there. You can reach me on my cell phone, which is 559 888-994-8947. Again, my business is McCoy McCoy Talent and Deborah L. McCoy Photography. So I'm out there. You can Google me. Hey, it's 2011. Google me.
All right, Deb. Thank you very much.
Hey, I'm also on Facebook under Deborah McCoy. So it's out there.
That's right. Well, congratulations, and we'll be chatting with you soon as well.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, folks, we are moving forward. This is Ken McCoy Radio. Some announcements we wanted to get out to you. Deborah McCoy just called in, gave information on what she's doing. I want to encourage all of you to check out the current edition of the California Advocate newspaper, as we are definitely in that edition. We're definitely in that edition of the paper. You can see that we did an empowerment summit. For the first time ever, we did a media summit in the offices of the California Advocate. So we want to encourage you to go check it out, see what we're doing with Ken McCoy Entertainment. We had Paul Copeland call in, helping our own destiny. We had Deborah McCoy call in, talking about McCoy and McCoy talent development. And I believe we have our call in from Frank Montenegro. Frank, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How's it going, Ken?
Man, it is going down. Big Frank, our phones are – see, you call in, Frank, and the phone lines are lighting up. Frank is in Oregon. Stand by, Frank. You are in Oregon. Is that correct, Frank?
That is correct. I'm in Coos Bay, Oregon.
Coos Bay, Oregon. Okay, Frank, this is your claim to fame right now. Folks, I met Frank about a week and a half ago at a national conference in Anaheim for the Journalism Excellence Education Association Conference. I looked at Frank. We chatted for a little bit, and he said he wants to get into sports. So, Frank, this is tell everybody about you, and then I want you to give me your analysis of the upcoming fight with Pacquiao and Mosley. Go ahead, Frank.
All right, well, everyone, I'm Frank Montenegro, and I'm your ordinary kid, just living life, you know, trying to get through it. I'm down to earth. I love talking to people and associating and trying new things. And when Ken gave me this offer, I'm like, I'm definitely going to take advantage of it. And so this is my analysis of the fight between Pacquiao and Mosley.
All right, here we
Pacquiao
go.
Versus Mosley. All right. Pacquiao versus Mosley is said to be one of the most thrilling boxing events in 2011. Manny Pacquiao and Shane Mosley both fought Oscar De La Hoya. Pacquiao won by a TKO and Mosley won against the Golden Boy in a unanimous decision, not once, but twice. Both these elite fighters will be put to their test. Many people predict Pacquiao to win due to his young age and prime condition. Pacquiao has hand speed and great footwork, but still, you have to question Mosley's hand speed and strength on Pacquiao. Manny is known for his aggressiveness and will need to change his fighting style and try to counterpunch Mosley. With that being said, I doubt Manny will go toe-to-toe with Mosley. But will Mosley even have enough gas to last 12 rounds with Manny? It could go either way. You could possibly be seeing Pacquiao a bruised mess for his final rounds, or be predicting Manny winning by KO or unanimous decision. Both these warriors will meet May 7th at the MGM Grand Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada for the Junior Middleweight Championship. It's going to be the fight of the year. It's going to be the fight of the year, I believe.
Folks, that was Frank Montenegro, a young student. How old are you, Frank?
I am 18.
See, that is so cool. That was his first exclusive sports coverage. Now, Frank, on the phone right now on your call is Keena McFadden. Keena, tell Frank what you do.
Wow, Frank. outstanding article. My name is Keena McFadden, and I own iConnect Dots, and I work with Pac-3 with Manny Pacquiao. Absolutely phenomenal. And I will be working on some details on some exclusive invitation-only after-party fights and events in Las Vegas the weekend of the fight, May 6th, 7th, and 8th. So welcome into the journalism business. It sounds like you're already off to a great start.
Okay, callers, our phones, honestly... Our phones are lighting up. Our phones. We have so many people on the phone right now. Frank, congratulations. I want to thank you, Dee, for that wonderful report. Frank, you killed it. And you know,
yes.
Folks, I just wanted you to know, I promised Frank an opportunity to go live, and Frank just went live on our show. And, Frank, you know I appreciate you, man. And that is the start of your career. You tell your teacher, your school, that I am behind you, man. Okay?
All
yes,
right.
Good
well,
luck.
Thank you, Ken.
Good luck.
Thank you, Frank. We'll be talking to you soon, brother. Thank you, man.
All right. All right. Yeah, thanks to both of you guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We'll be talking soon.
You're welcome.
All right. You guys have a good one.
You too, buddy. Keena,
thank
how
you.
Are you? Welcome to Ken McCoy Radio.
I am doing great. Well, thank you, Ken. It sounds like I tuned in just in time. Oh, my goodness. So many things are going on. And Mr. Copeland from Helping Their Own Destiny was on just shortly before I called in. So, oh, my goodness. It's been awesome. So far, you've been having a great show. Congratulations.
We have Oregon calling in. We may have San Francisco calling in. And again, it's all about empowerment, positive information. And again, Paul Copeland did Helping Our Own Destiny. He's don't adjust your radio. You are listening to the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report. We are so excited to be back with you, bringing you the latest news on what's going on in the entertainment genre with no gossip. New movie on DVD that you can rent right now, Tron Legacy. High-tech motion picture unlike anything you've ever seen. Immerse yourself in the digital world of Tron as Flynn sends out secret signals from an amazing digital realm. Check it out on Blu-ray and DVD. Also, The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest, Stone, I Love Philip Morris, Johnny Test, and more on Redbox. Go check it out. Also, Beyonce is no longer managed by her dad, Matthew Knowles. Of course, we know it's still good in the Knowles camp, but business is business. And when we talk about business, there's many people asking the question about what's going on with T-Mobile and AT&T. Technically, AT&T bought out T-Mobile. We will keep you up to date with what's going on and how that will affect you as a consumer and a mobile media marketer. So stay tuned with that as well. This weekend, we will be at the Roadway Inn doing a freelance photography workshop. That's right, that's April the 9th, 10th, and 11th. A three-day interactive workshop. 3 days. Those of you that come to the workshop will be able to spend 3 days with me in shooting in your style, but you'll get tips directly from me for 3 days. We'll be working on you shooting with your camera, dialing in, learning how to do the business of photography the ethical way. And as we talk about ethics, we will be the following weekend, we'll be in Anaheim at the Marriott Hotel in Anaheim. I'm presenting Saturday the 16th at 1 o'clock. Very special session down there. And check this out. I'm trying to prepare my audiobook. They don't know, but I'm giving away free versions of my audiobook right there at the seminar. For those of you that are there in Anaheim, I will be handing out those secretly. So I'm excited to be giving back to the community and doing my thing. I'm grateful. I'm also grateful for all of my affiliates, the station you're hearing this on, whether it's your cell phone, FM radio, satellite over in other countries, Japan. Thank you very much. Hot Mix 106. Shout out to you, Swerve Radio, Katie Handyman. Oh, we're excited. And, of course, Jeffrey Henderson and Centuria Green, Burbank, California, Hollywood, California, East Coast, Mad Max Pro Flow for Show Radio in Ohio. Yes, I know where all of my affiliates are. Louisiana, all over Louisiana, Florida, we love you, appreciate you. And here's some other news you need to be kept up on as well. One of the keys is some of the ocean was contaminated in Japan, and some of that water has been affecting and moving towards the Pacific Ocean. We're hoping that they can get that problem fixed, cleaned up, and those of you that want to donate to that earthquake and tsunami over in Japan, just contact the Red Cross and donate through the Red Cross. We're excited, and we appreciate that. And we definitely always shout out to all the troops that serve this country so diligently, and all the changes that are being made. We appreciate you to all the troops, and I always try to support as much as I can. And again, troops, we do appreciate you. Facebook is going through some more changes. Twitter's going through some more changes, folks. Stay tuned, stay up. come to that freelance workshop this weekend. We got a couple of seats left, but we want to thank you for listening. God bless you all. And again, thank you to Julia Dudley and her group over at 88.1. God bless you all. Coming back, and we apologize for that. We had so many callers calling in. They pulled down our phone lines, seriously, but we're still moving. We have Ken McCoy Jr. on the line. Jr., what's happening?
Hello, Ken Sr. Just giving a call in this Saturday, letting everyone know. As we all know, you know, we have a new generation of kids, and in Fresno, at our Fresno Regional Sports Complex, we are going to be having an event for the kids, you know, a little fishing event for the youth ops. As we all know, we have a new generation of kids, and, you know, I grew up fishing. You know, I'm kind of old school, new school, you know, so I'm young, but, I love fishing. So I'm pretty much going to be out there showing kids how to tie the bait, how to put the bait on the hook, how to cast, how to reel them in, and just have some fun.
That's good. Now, tell us how they can get involved in that. How can young people get involved?
All they would have to do, I believe right after we're done, you have a phone number they can actually contact a representative. And what they would pretty much do is contact, and we'll go ahead and set up a meeting time and all that good stuff. And, you know, if you don't have a fishing pole, I can't promise everybody a fishing pole. You might have to share, but, you know, I will do my best to make sure, you know, you catch a fish or you at least get to cast. So all they would have to do is get that number down.
And that number is 803-1916. That's Dave Bethea from Youth Ops. Junior, we thank you for the call. We had a technical difficulty, but we got it fixed. We had so many callers calling in. This is the first time ever they pulled down the lines because of the positivity. And literally, that's what happened. And we appreciate everybody calling in and calling back. And so, Junior, thank you for the update. That's this Saturday, because this Saturday also Family Community Church has their picnic from 11 to 3. At Woodward Park, so we're excited about that. Junior, thank you for your call. We're moving on. Thank you, June.
Thank you. See you. Come out and see us. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we have another caller on the line. Caller, welcome to Ken McCoy Radio. I know you may be monitoring, caller. Talk to us. Are you there? I know you're monitoring. You're probably at work. Okay, let me get this information out to everybody real quick while we're getting this out there. First off, Tremaine Hawkins will be in Fresno. Lady Tremaine Hawkins will be in Fresno July 23rd at the Golden Palace. Marriage Material, the play, will be in Fresno Cinco de Mayo Day, May the 5th. Of course, everybody should know Mother's Day is May the 8th. And here's an update. Subway, all the way through the 29th, between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., you buy one sunrise sandwich, you get another one free that's 6-inch. You get one free. Buy one, get one free through the 29th. So don't forget that. As well as this weekend, this Friday, is the Fish Fry and Jazz at Clovis West High School. And we're excited to say that, of course, Clovis West High School, jazz and fish. This Friday, Clovis West High School, Fresno, California. And, of course, the Boys and Girls Club will be the benefactor of the National Train Day, which will be May the 7th with Amtrak. So get involved in that, and we're excited to say. The PlayStation's network, PlayStation Network has been down. So we want you to know that Sony is aware that PlayStation is down, and they are working to get it back up. But the breaking news was Poplar Bluff, Missouri, in Butler County had a levee break. People are being evacuated from that area. This is real news, folks, and we just wanted to let you know, if you have anybody in Missouri in the Poplar Bluff area, Butler County, they're being evacuated. There was a levee break. We're just letting you know what's going on. We had a technical difficulty earlier, but we got it fixed. Upcoming guests that will be on the show, Marcus Anthony, Malik Lee, Frankie D, Julia Dudley Najib, and some other celebrities will be coming on this show very soon. We, again, here's a secret code for those of you looking to buy from Mama for Mother's Day. Here's the online Macy's code for anybody shop online for Macy's. The code for friends and family is Macy's FF. Macy's FF. That's the code if you shop online for friends and family and you get 25% off. This is Ken McCoy Radio. Let's see who's on the phone with us. Talk to me, callers. This is so fun. People are monitoring. I understand, callers, you're monitoring, so I know you're monitoring. And I thank you for tuning in and listening and finding out what we have going on. Again, this is Ken McCoy Radio. We had Spirit and Truth with us for Let's Talk TV. We did an exclusive at that gospel event with Paul Copeland. Again, we are excited. And so while we were waiting for a call from San Francisco, but again, you heard this weekend, Youth Ops is taking some people fishing. We had a call from Frank Montenegro in Oregon, and Deborah McCoy called in about her event. Paul Copeland called in about his event. Keena McFadden called in about her event. We had other callers calling in, folks, and we were just like inundated with phone calls. But let's kick Spirit and Truth Face Party one more time, because we did premiere that all over the world. So let's kick it.
Party popping off, property is the true and the living God. It don't stop, got the block on lock. Prepare the ground, partition with our prayers. I'm a co-heir, co-pilot, never silent. Solid gold bars, party started when the Magi found them at the end of the star. That's church, no longer under the curse. Christ reigns, so we about to set it off in Jesus' name.
Listen up, can you hear that sound? It's a whole hood praising and it's going down. We are the chosen generation. Him in spirit and truth.
This for older folks, the young adults and youth. Pour my heart out in the booth. Put your hands to the Father for the King Christ, the only living martyr, the holy fire starter. We part of the chosen people of promise, so we gotta get it in and drop hits. That's the hottest. My God is the hardest. That's what I boldly proclaim. And we some kingdom affiliates. I'm saying, praise Him on. Located at 940 East Compton Boulevard. Henderson's Cadillac, located at 940 East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California. New pre-owned vintage Cadillacs, insurance collisions, repairs, welcome. Ask for Jeffrey Henderson's operations manager at 310-594-2097. That's 310-594-2097. Complete Automotive Center. If you had an accident in your car, the repairs are over $5,000. We'll give you a free rental car up to 5 working days. That's a free rental car up to 5 working days. That's Henderson's Cadillac, 940 East Compton Boulevard. Boulevard, Compton, California. That number again is 310-594-2097. That's 310-594-2097. Or you can hit us on our website at www.thejeffreyhendersonshow.com. That's www.thejeffreyhendersonshow.com. That's
Thank you very much, everybody. This is Ken McCoy Radio. We appreciate everybody's support. Again, announcement. Poplar Bluff, Missouri, Butler County had a levee break. Officials are evacuating the area, and we just want to make sure that if you have friends and family in the Poplar Bluff, Missouri area, Butler County, again, the word, we are using this medium to get the word out in Missouri for safety reasons. So we just wanted to interrupt some of our program to bring you that breaking news, real news in Missouri. So again, Butler County, Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And again, we are thankful for those of you that are tuning in to Ken McCoy Radio. We had so many callers calling in, shut down the phone lines, folks. That's what happened. Here's some announcements, dates you need to be aware of. Of course, you all know Mother's Day is coming up on May the 8th, 11th. Okay, May the 8th. So it's soon, real soon. Actually, man, Marriage Material, the play is coming to Fresno May the 5th at the William Sorian Theater. And, of course, Tremaine Hawkins will be in Fresno July 23rd. Of course, McCoy, we will be having a table. So next week, here's the deal. Next week on this show, it is dedicated to mothers. We will, again, light the phone calls, light the phone lines up. We're going to have you call in and say why your mama is the best mama in the world. So write it down. I know you're smiling because you think your mama. No, I'm playing. But we will do a mama show, okay? So anyway, coming up, some guests coming up on our show, Marcus Anthony, Malik Lee, Frankie D, Julia Dudley Najib, and more will be coming to Ken McCoy Radio. Again, we're all about the positivity. We want to also announce that Amtrak is having National Train Day on May the 7th. So go down to the Amtrak station. It's going to be like from 11 to 3. Get your kids involved with commerce, high-speed rail stuff. Be involved. Also, Clovis West this Friday is hosting the African American Student Union's hosting the Jazz and Fish Fry. I know. From 7 to 10 at Clovis West High School, tickets are only $25, and it benefits student scholarships. Go support. And those of you that shop online to Macy's, the code word for friends and family for 25% off online exclusively right here. The code word is Macy's FF. Macy's FF. That's right. That is the code for the friends and family online when you buy from Macy's online. Folks, ain't nobody, you don't even have to do anything. Go online. We are thankful that everybody listens to Ken McCoy Radio. We are heard all over the world, and we're thankful. We had a call in from Oregon, San Francisco, Paul Copeland, Deborah McCoy, Keenan McFadden, Frankie D, thank you for your compliment on Facebook. We're having people hit us on Facebook. The phones were ringing. Those of you that received the email invite from me for the show, we appreciate you, but it's all about the positivity and bringing news to you so that you can share it with others. So don't be selfish. Tell everybody else about the code. Tell them you heard it on Ken McCoy Radio. If you want to buy a ticket for the Tremaine Hawkins event, here's a phone number for you. 252-4000. That's to buy the ticket. 252-4000. Tell them, hey, I heard it on Ken McCoy Radio Show that Tremaine Hawkins is coming to the Golden Palace on 7/23. I would like a ticket or a table. I got a table. Y'all should have a table. Okay? All right. Marriage Material Play is coming up. Mother's Day, May the 8th. Subway, don't forget. That's those of you that are out there doing the breakfast thing that early. Okay? And Paul Copeland, we gave you his information. We're doing a technology event with the Teen Summit that's coming, and we're thankful to be able to have this medium to get the word out about positive events that's going on. And those of you that support us, those listeners, we see you, and we're thankful that you're listening in from your – you may be at work, and this number is how you can – when we broadcast, you can just listen in and monitor without saying a word. So those of you listening, we appreciate you as well. I want to say God bless you, and may he keep you in his forever saving grace. And this is Ken McCoy with Ken McCoy Radio. We're excited, and we're trying to do positive things. So those of you that support us, we definitely appreciate you supporting us in all of our endeavors. Some things we have going on you may be aware of. We are doing private digital photography classes. We're also teaching group sessions, private consultations, and social media events as well. And so we just want to say that's how we do it. So if you want to get in touch with me, you know how to find me. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. So I'm accessible. It's all about business. It's all about business, so we handle it accordingly. On Sundays, you can hear us on KFAM Radio, sharing God's work through Family Community Church. So it's all about the positive, folks, and we thank you for listening. And may God keep you. Let's go out with spirit and truth. Praise party, because that's when God has blessed you, you got to give praises.
Party popping off, property is the tool and the living God. It don't stop, got the block on lock. Prepare the ground, partition with our prayers. I'm a co-heir, co-pilot, never silent. Solid gold bars, party started when the Magi found them at the end of the star. That's church, no longer under the curse. Christ reigns, so we about to set it off in Jesus' name.